We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. Fans will be in the stands to watch a Socceroos World Cup match. A plan has been hatched to have crowds at the Everest race meeting, and pubs and clubs are gearing up to welcome back drinkers as New South Wales prepares for an Oktoberfest partial return to normal life. With vaccination rates heading towards 70 and 80% in New South Wales, the federal and New South Wales governments are on track to lift restrictions, which will also mean a Christmas of shopping, church, partying, travelling and lunching with loved ones. Double vaccinated fans will be in the stadium next month when the Socceroos host a crucial World Cup qualifier at Bankwest Stadium. The Matildas will also play Brazil at the venue in October as Sydney's long-suffering sports lovers prepare to return to outside venues for the first time since June. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. 19 children as young as 6 were the target of a man and a woman in country New South Wales who allegedly photographed, drugged and in some cases forced their victims to perform sexual acts to produce child exploitation material. The Australian Federal Police arrested the pair who lived near each other in Albury after a tip-off from the US and charged them with 66 child sexual abuse-related offences, describing their alleged crimes as a repugnant breach of trust. The AFP claimed some of the victims, who were allegedly drugged and filmed, lived in the woman's home and others visited for sleepovers. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Simon Price's first Father's Day has been years in the making, but baby Asher was worth the wait. The Red Wiggle and his wife Lauren Hannaford celebrate the milestone with their busy seven-month-old, who has made every day a joy, even in lockdown. And it seems baby Asher is adjusting to wiggle life already. Not only does he love his dad's music, he's already experienced the life of a roadie, being on tour for 3 of his first 5 months with the famed group, staying in different hotel rooms every night and taking 12 different flights across New Zealand. And in sport, after 25 weeks, 190 games and over 1,500 tries, the last spot inside the NRL's top 8 comes down to 80 minutes of anxiety. A cold serving of Father's Day stress is what awaits Cronulla coach Josh Hannay, who says he will be too nervous to watch rivals the Gold Coast Titans season-defining bid for a spot in the finals, which can end the year of the eighth-placed Sharks. The equation is simple. If the Titans beat the out-of-finals contention Warriors by 12 or more points on the Gold Coast at 2 p.m. today, they will leapfrog Cronulla into the top 8. Those are your headlines from the Sunday Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.